First things first, we start hour number two by having a conversation with the head football coach at Indiana, entering his fifth full season as Hoosiers head coach, the 2020 National Coach of the Year, the 2020 Big Ten Coach of the Year. Last season, led Indiana to its highest final ranking since 1967. Led Indiana to consecutive January bowl games for the first time ever. What I'm saying to you is, he's got a real good thing going. They open up their season at Iowa on September 4th. My guest is Tom Allen. Tom, good to have you back. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing great. So awesome to be back on your show.
It is so great to have you on the show. So let me first ask you, when you and I last spoke, we talked about, in fact, last couple of times, the vision that you had for when you took that program over. It was a place that had not had a lot of success, but you saw potential there. Obviously, now you're coming off a year, Tom, where you spent much of the year in the top 10. What's that feel like? Does it feel like that vision is now officially a reality?
Well, there's no question it's becoming a reality, and that's the key. You know, when we talk about it before, there's a reality, there's a mentality, and we had to change the mindsets around here. We had to create a level of expectation and to change the belief system here. And so that's what we've been trying to do systematically, and it's been an awesome thing to be a part of.
Tom Allen joining us. So what about that? Where does that leave you in the sense that you had the kind of season you had last year, you raised that bar, you changed the mentality, so then what's the approach this year? For instance, is last year ancient history, or do you approach it now like you are the hunted instead of the hunters?
Well, we still didn't reach our goals, you know, and I think that's key. And so we've the focus for this offseason and for the 2021 season is about chasing greatness. And so that's our one word for 2021 is chase. And so we've attacked that mindset. You know, we fell short of our goals for 2020, even though we did some great things as a football team and as you mentioned, raised the bar. But we want to continue to grow and develop this program. And I got big dreams for this place, and I want our guys to understand that. And so the reality is we fell short in some key areas, and so we're going to take the momentum that we've created and build off of that. So we're chasing greatness every single day here at Indiana.
We are talking to Tom Allen, head coach of Indiana. Now, one of the things that you've talked about that I thought was really interesting was the fact that last season was especially challenging for all players, but in particular for guys on the lines, offensive and defensive linemen. Can you lay that out for me? What do you mean by that? And have you noticed a difference this year?
Well, I think the biggest thing and the obvious thing was those guys that are in the trenches, they're not the guys that love to go out and run. When they're just given the freedom to do whatever they need to do, they're going to go in there and lift weights. But their weight became an issue. Guys gaining some bad weight during the pandemic, even though we had them on some strict things to try and prevent that from happening, it was just inevitable. And so I just think in the weight room usage and the lack thereof and guys having to be able to do workouts in their apartments and not have even, even free weights to even use was a challenge. And, you know, push-ups and sit-ups are great, but that only takes you so far. So I just think all the physical challenges that they were faced with and with their diets, and some gained some bad weight. So I feel like that right now, I was so excited for them to be able to spend an entire offseason with our shrink staff. And we're seeing the benefits of that already. I'm sure everybody across the country is going to be in the same boat. But that, to me, is what is the biggest difference from last year to this year.
Tom Allen joining us. Tom, this is why I like talking to you. I'm feeling that energy once again. People around you talk about the fact that you've never, never have had an unenthusiastic day. I love that. How do you go about doing that? Is that a choice that you make every single day? And if so, how do you do that?
Well, it is a choice, and that's the reason why it's powerful, because we control it. You know, it's a bad feeling when you got things in your life you can't control, but our attitude, our effort, the way you approach each day, the energy you bring each day, that is a choice. And so to me, I have to make that decision when I get out of bed. And to me, I got a team that I'm responsible for. I got a coaching staff that's relying upon me to be able to bring that energy every single day. And it's infectious, and our guys have bought into that. And they understand that they got to play to a certain standard here. They got to prepare with a certain standard here of energy and effort. And it's not compromised. And I accept nothing but their absolute best every single day. So I got to give it my best every day. So that's what you're going to see, and that's the expectation.
I think there is so much in that response that I could respond to, and I love that, that part of the standard is energy, part of the standard is enthusiasm, that there's a lot of people relying upon you, so you yourself need to bring it every single day as a leader. I love that response. Let me ask you about Michael Penix Jr. He suffered that torn ACL in the win over in Maryland last season, the win over Maryland. Where is he in the rehab process, and what kind of expectations, Tom, do you have for him this season?
Well, the good news is he's right on schedule. and I feel really good about the preparation that he's putting in right now on a daily basis to get his rehab where it needs to be and to continue to grow and develop in his strength of his upper body and then his total body as well. So I'm encouraged by that. He has to stay the course. He has to have a great summer. We expect him to be back with us and ready to go into fall camp in a full way at that point. So, and I expect him to be our starting quarterback when we take the field on September 4th. So, but the bottom line is he has to stay the course through his rehab, and the entire team has to do all the little things right, and he's one of them.
So let me ask you this. When he's right, when he's healthy, how special can he be for this team, and then where would you rank him among the best quarterbacks in the country?
Well, I think you're right. When he is healthy, he's elite, and he has a very, very special arm talent that he brings, but he also has amazing poise. And I think probably his strongest asset to me is his ability to read coverages and make quick decisions and distribute the ball in a very efficient way. So I just know that because of all those things and what he's done already at this level, he has a chance to be one of the top quarterbacks in the country. You know, I don't know what number he might be, but he has to prove himself once again and during the 2021 season and stay healthy and stay out there for his teammates. And so I know he has every intention to do that, and he's a special young man. So we're excited to have him and can't wait to see what 2021 brings for Michael Penix and the Indiana Hoosiers.
Indiana head football coach Tom Allen joining me for a few more moments. I mentioned off the top that you're going to open up the season with Iowa. It does not get a lot easier after that. You've played some pretty tough schedules in your time at Indiana. Where does this one rank, and then how do you go about preparing your guys for that schedule?
Well, every year it's always a difficult one, but I think this probably has to be the toughest one just because you've got a non-conference opponent in Cincinnati that's a top 10 team. We haven't had a non-conference team ranked this high before, and very, very good football team. Coach Fickell there's done a tremendous job building that program. So, yeah, you're always going to have tough schedule within conference, and we go across division and open, as you mentioned, at Iowa, which is a very, very difficult place to play. And so you mix that in with the typical Big Ten East opponents that we always have. So, but you know what? We embrace that. We're excited about the challenge. If you want to be the best, you got to go beat the best. And so that's where we're at, and that's life in the Big Ten East.
So let me finally ask you something. You told The Athletic, quote, "I never ask my players, how you feeling? I ask, how you thinking?"
Right.
What is the thinking behind that? Why is that an important distinction?
Well, because the way we feel can deceive us, and it can lie to us, and we start listening to those things, and we start reacting to how we feel, we're going to make a lot of bad decisions. It's how you think. It's something you can completely control. And so to me, you know, we control our mindset, and we control the way we attack every single day, and we're not going to allow the circumstances of the day to affect the way we attack the day. And so to me, it's once again, it's about a choice that you make. And so I understand what that means. And so you want to verbalize it. So therefore, I want to make sure I do a great job of making sure our guys are thinking a certain way every single day and they're chasing after greatness like a roaring lion that's chasing after its prey. That's the way I want us to be chasing after the Big Ten championship here at Indiana.
You're speaking my language. All right, finally, Tom, if you are what you eat, I've got to know. There is stories about, you know, you going on recruiting trips to certain areas, maybe down south. The story goes that you're not necessarily a fan of spicy food. Grant Hurd has this great story about how you were once given a big bowl of spicy gumbo, and it kept getting worse with each progressive bite. What happened that day at that meal?
That was a brutal, brutal home visit. But you know what? Here, you got to do what you got to do, and you can't upset mama. So mama fixed it, so I was going to eat it, and it was probably the longest meal of my life. It had that lasting ramifications for my internal system and the way that I functioned after that. But the bottom line is that you do what we got to do to try and make it a great visit for the family, and that meant enduring a very difficult, long, very, very spicy meal that I will never forget. But I've learned this, so I've told our coaches, man, just tell them to order pizza. And when you do that, everything else is pretty good.
No doubt. Tom Allen is the head football coach at Indiana, entering his fifth full season. They do open up their season at Iowa on September 4th. Tom, it's great to visit with you. Thank you very much. Always good to have you on this show. Well done.
So much. A pleasure of mine. You have an awesome day. Leo.
Tom Allen joining us. You have an awesome day, Coach. I love it. I love that energy. That makes me think, when he said that he had that and he was in a home visit and it was brutal, and that, hey, you know, mama made that. You got to eat that. You do what you have to do.